As you can see on this slide, we are categorizing three general types of inflammation that can be seen in nasal polyps. This first section of type 2 inflammation is the same kind of type 2 inflammation we're talking about for disorders like asthma. There is a predominance of type 2 helper T cells and innate lymphoid cells that drive inflammation downstream, releasing cytokines such as IL-4, IL-5, and IL-13 that induce eosinophils to be recruited and to degranulate, that induce IgE and mast cell activation, and alternatively activated macrophages, which contribute to the inflammatory cycle. Type 2 inflammation is very common in nasal polyps and also seen in asthma. Patients with predominant type 2 inflammation are a little bit less likely to have coughing, drainage, and rhinorrhea, however, are more likely to have anosmia and hyposmia related to their nasal polyps. These non-type 2 inflammation are a little bit different. The first was formerly known as type 1 inflammation because there are type 1 helper T cells and innate lymphoid cells driving the inflammatory process through release of interferon gamma and IL-12. But CD8 T cells, natural killer cells, and normal macrophages contribute to this. This is the inflammatory reaction we usually think of seeing in an infection. And so patients who have this type of inflammation tend to have more purulent nasal drainage. The other form of non-type 2 inflammation is formerly known as type 3 inflammation. This is something that's a little bit newer and may not be part of our thought process yet, but includes type 17 helper T cells that secrete IL-17 and IL-22, as well as type 3 innate lymphoid cells. These cytokines really stimulate and recruit neutrophilic inflammation, which also causes purulent nasal discharge and can be found in both non-polypoid chronic sinusitis as well as polypoid chronic sinusitis.